Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today?
Today.
Find out now. Here's Michael.
Well, good evening, everybody. 8 o'clock on Thursday, and you're listening to another edition of On the Couch. I'm your host, Michael Couch, and we have an exciting show planned tonight. The topic is acceptance, something we all grapple with, something which we try to do better with, and yet it still kind of escapes us on some points. Our guest tonight is Leslie Crusell. She's an educator and author of You Don't Need to Know That, The Saga of Sammy, a fantastic book. Pick it on Amazon.com. And our resident intuitive, Sandy Athey, is here delivering messages to you from your universal inbox a little bit later. So we're going to start off with a little bit of music. We're going to take your call-ins a little bit later, too, at 516-418-5594. That's 516-418-5594. And please feel free to go ahead and join us up in chat. It's the upper right-hand blue button. Log in with your Facebook account and chat live with Leslie, Sandy, and I. So we're going to start off with one of my favorite tunes, Amanda Marshall from Canada, Everyone's Got a Story. When we get back, Leslie Crusell, Sandy Athey, and myself. You're on the couch. Don't go away. Amanda Marshall, Everybody's Got a Story.
Everyone has questions about business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Or you can just call in. Tonight, Sandy Athey in the house. Call in to 516-418-5594. Joining us now, Miss Sandy Athey. Girl, I missed you so much.
Ah, good evening, good evening. It's so good nice evening. To be on the couch. Always,
absolutely.
Always nice to be on
and
the couch.
You look stunning as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Do you like the new outfit?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do like the new outfit. You know,
and I have the fuzzy slippers tonight because it's chilly here.
I know. It's chilly here all day today. I woke up at 52 degrees, and I went outside in my robe, and I thought, I'll have coffee and enjoy the sun. And I quickly turned around and came back into the living room. I thought, it's a little too chilly. You know, I complained about the heat. Now I'm complaining about the cold, just like everybody else is doing. But, Sandy,
maybe you should accept it.
Well, you know what? Great point. Sandy, let's go to the universal inbox. What does acceptance hold from the universe for us?
I'm so glad you asked. It's such an interesting read that I got when I checked the inbox for all of us concerning acceptance. And I asked what the message was for us. And this is what came across, that acceptance is balance and freedom, a
wow.
place of what just is. And from this vantage point, all possibilities exist and all healing occurs. Find the sacred space of acceptance within yourself and visit it often. It lives next door to forgiveness.
Wow. You know what? It does live next door to forgiveness.
It lives next door to forgiveness.
Never thought of it that.
It really does. And I never really thought of it as freedom. But it is. It's like putting the clutch in and being in neutral. You can go in any direction. You can go in reverse. You can put it in first gear because it's a place of freedom and neutrality, really. It's like, oh,
well,
okay.
You know, that's a really good word is neutrality, because when you put your clutch in neutral, you maintain a certain amount of non-expenditure of energy. The car isn't running,
right.
The gas isn't going, so you get to go ahead and coast, but with full control of the steering wheel, if that makes any sense. Would you agree?
That's a great way to think. Yeah, that's perfect. The acceptance is that place of freedom and balance. It's just in the middle there of, well, okay, this is what just is.
Why do you?
And I really like when Earth Mother said it lives next door to forgiveness. I really like that.
No, very good. Why do you think everybody has to be so in control all the time? What does the universe say about that?
The thing about human beings is it's always very interesting to me, and I say this a lot in my sessions with people, that, yeah, well, not the animals, because they get it anyway, but the only thing that we can control are our own thoughts, words, and actions. Those are the only things that we can possibly control.
Our response.
So why not control the things that we can control, which is our own thoughts, words, and actions? We constantly are looking for that outward to control other things or other people or situations, and we really... It's futile because the only thing we can control is ourselves.
Yeah. That's
and it's hard for us as humans to accept that, I think. To accept that.
I totally agree. Joining us now on the line, Leslie Crusoe from California, author of You Don't Need to Know That, The Saga of Sammy. Leslie Crusoe, how are you? Thank you. Welcome to the very first time on the couch. And you look lovely, too. Are you wearing fuzzy slippers? No, because you're hot there in California.
We are very hot. We're hoping for rain right now.
Yeah, you need a lot of rain down there.
We need a lot of rain. Yes, we do.
All right, Leslie. Acceptance. Let's get your point of view.
Well, in listening to Sandy, I completely concur, first of all, but from my vantage point, as a mother and part of a family dealing with a child with autism, I think of it as a very interesting process with stages and varying levels and going through a metamorphosis for many people. Making concessions in people's minds has a lot to do with acceptance when they are resistant to acceptance. And another great analogy I was thinking about while Sandy was talking is an iceberg. The tip of the iceberg is above the water, and that's what we see. That's what we see in others, and that's what we project to the outside world because they see us. And you might be projecting a level of acceptance and putting on a happy face and smiling and letting others believe that you are just, you know, making the best of this and doing the very best you can. But it's that part of the iceberg that's below the surface. Yeah. When you're alone in your dark places and you're not out in the public, you cry and you feel dejected and you have a very different feeling about that term and what it really means. And
right.
I really can relate to that, and other families specifically that I've spoken to and worked with can relate to that.
Yeah, the funny thing about the iceberg, we've all seen the picture on Facebook and on social media, but the part above the water is very, very light. The part under the water is very, very dark. And anybody dealing with acceptance or dealing with any issue, that is dark.
Yes.
I have been
yes.
dark. You have been dark, Leslie. Sandy, you've been dark. And it's that
mm-hmm.
part that really does bring out the light. And I hate to be metaphoric in that term, but you have to have the dark before the light, or the light before the dark. One has to offset
yes.
the other, and it goes hand in hand. Let's talk about the book really quickly. You don't need to know that. The Saga of Sammy, available on Amazon.com. Just go ahead and type in Leslie Crusoe, C-R-U-C-I-L, into the search bar. It'll come right up. Book is doing very, very well. How is Samantha?
Samantha is doing quite extraordinary at this point. When I look back on the last 20-plus years and where we were those many, many years ago before we even really had a diagnosis and the things that we had to deal with and what I thought my future might look like is vastly different, I can say happily, at this point in life, because she really has come a long way. She's improved tremendously. The autism is still there. There's no question. But through her own maturation and with the help of experts over the years that have come to the forefront in this field, it's a very different day today for kids with autism. In my time, all those years ago, there just were not the resources that there are today. And my generation of parent, we call ourselves the trailblazers.
Yeah.
Because we were sort of cutting our own path and trying to figure it out as we went, and it was extremely difficult. And the word acceptance, oh my gosh, that the connotation of that all those years ago, the acceptance of the public, the acceptance of school and other kids and other families, such a complete difference.
Yeah, no, I can only understand. The topic tonight is acceptance. Call in at 516-418-5594. When we get back, more with Leslie Crusoe and Sandy Athey. We're going to go to a little bit of music. This is Dana Kelson with A Love That Will Last, which is really what acceptance is all about. Wouldn't you agree? Don't go away on the couch.
Complicated past, but I want a love that will last.
me and then try to run. I don't do drama, my tears don't fall fast, but I want a love that will last. I don't want just a memory, give me forever.
And a love that will last.
This is Kelly Lee Tapson, your stomping angel, stomping out crap so you can two-step into your radiant true nature. As an intuitive energist, I illuminate the blind spots on your journey so you can ride into infinite fields of possibilities, have fun, be wild and untamed. Kick off an email to holisticheavennaturally@gmail.com, that's holistic with an H, or give me a yodel at 306-467-2301, that's 306-467-2301.
And we're back on the couch with Leslie Crusoe and Sandy Athey. The topic is acceptance. The call-in number is 516-418-5594. Leslie, how important is love when it comes to acceptance?
It is the prevailing factor in all things. I was also thinking about having peace, which Sandy was also talking about,
mm-hmm.
Being proud of yourself. When you've peeled back those layers and layers and layers of the onion and you get to the core and you come to that place where you really feel at peace with yourself in your acceptance of whatever the issue might be, you have such a feeling of pride and peace. And I felt that in my life a lot as Sammy improved, as my daughter improved, although she, you know, obviously still deals with issues. But as I saw her growth, I felt tremendous pride and tremendous peace that I was working with her in her corner all the time. But when I saw the light come on for her, it was that reflection back to myself. And that's the other piece of acceptance. Acceptance is accepting ourselves so that we can accept others or whatever the issue might be. And I really can attest to a sense of tremendous sort of I am one with the universe when I got to the level of being able to say really and truly, I understand it. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to love myself. I'm going to love my daughter, whatever the behaviors might be. We're going to get through it. When you kind of get to that point, it is a real feeling of, okay, I'm here. I'm going to do it, and we're going to make it. It's such a complete turnaround from the pity party. And
yeah.
We've all had the pity party.
We've all had the pity party. Sandy, let's go to you for this. Would it not be comparative to eating an elephant? With acceptance, you know, you got to eat one bite at a time because, Leslie, I know what you're talking about, but acceptance doesn't happen overnight. Acceptance happens minute to minute, hour by hour. It is one of those things that you have to, it's like a muscle. You have to practice. You have to exercise the muscle, Sandy. Would not you agree?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And Leslie's absolutely right. It's a process. It's not a destination, really. It can be a destination, but it really is a process, and it's something that when you were asking me the question, what came into my mind was staying in the moment.
Yeah.
And for
being
some
present.
Reason, as human beings, yes, we have a little trouble with that. We like to lament about the past or worry about the future, but being in the present brings a lot of acceptance and looking around. And, you know, one of my very favorite things in the world is gratitude. And I
Absolutely.
Think that gratitude is another neighbor of forgiveness and acceptance.
Absolutely.
Because when you stop and you are grateful that your daughter is there, or you're grateful for the lessons that she's bringing you, you're grateful that she's making progress, you're grateful for the support and the people that you have around you. And that really brings you into that moment where you just take a deep breath and say, okay, we'll take this moment, and then we'll take the next moment.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of breathing. We got a call calling in from the 949-650. Hello, caller. What's your first name, and where are you calling in from?
My name is Kathy. I'm calling in from Newport Beach, California.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing well. A little warm.
A little warm. Absolutely.
Yeah, we heard.
What is your information regarding acceptance? How are you accepting?
It's probably the opposite. So I'm calling because I'm having a challenge with acceptance. I was listening to what Leslie was talking about, accepting her daughter and really just kind of loving herself and being very accepting of how she is and accepting herself and her growth. And here's my challenge. I am a mom forever, and my children don't have autism. They don't have issues other than I really want them to be different. You know, they're like, it's like, really? Is that what you're doing? And so I'm finding that I'm not accepting them. I want them to be the best they can be. I want them to keep growing and learning and being, you know, just wonderful contributing people. And when they're not, I find that I'm judging them and I'm not accepting them. And I'm like, isn't this my job as a mom to keep encouraging them, or am I not accepting them?
That's, yeah. How
and I just wanted to talk about that.
No
they're
problem.
In their
30s.
They're in their 30s. Yeah.
Are they successful, or are they just, what are you not accepting about?
Good question. No, they're both they're both working, but, you know, my son just, you know, plays computer games. He gets off work, he plays computer games. He doesn't really want to go out. He doesn't, you know, my daughter is, I feel like she's really not reaching her potential. She doesn't strive for more than just do her job. Nothing. So to me, it feels like they're just being lazy. And I feel like maybe I listened to what Leslie said about just loving herself and loving her daughter and accepting exactly where she is. And I was like, I want to do that. So
Kathy.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go to Sandy.
Do you mind if I check your inbox a little here?
I'd
from
love
the universe.
Feedback. I'd love some feedback.
Would it be helpful for you, rather than pushing yourself to accept your children the way they are, can you accept that there's a journey that everyone takes?
Mm-hmm.
That there are lessons, that there are life experiences that we all have that may be different from yours. And I think that by pushing yourself to accept them is where you're getting the, you're going up against the wall there. Mm-hmm. And go around the wall a little bit to accepting that Earth is Earth. We mm-hmm. all have to go through it. It's our journey. We all have different lessons and different things that come into our awareness and different ways that we interact with the world. And I think if you, because I can see that in you, that you're very, very accepting of that,
mm-hmm.
of the
mm-hmm.
Earth walk, of what happens on Earth.
Yes.
You're very accepting of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you just take your perspective and mm-hmm. shift it just a little teeny bit,
mm-hmm.
to accepting the journey, that I think that you'll find it much easier to relate with your kids and to just say, well, everybody has their walk and everybody has their lessons.
I love that. I love seeing that as just they're on their journey and they're going to get where they need to be or where they want to be on their own, in their own way. And whether
exactly.
I want to keep pushing it or making it go another way, it's not my journey. It's their journey. I really do love that. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
The most frustrating thing to understand is that, I'm not grappling with anymore, is that everybody is exactly at the right place at the right
mm-hmm.
time where they need to be for the information they need to receive. It's
mm-hmm.
the toughest piece of learning to go ahead and get.
Yes, it is.
However... Mm-hmm. You know, it's, again, it's that word acceptance. But,
mm-hmm.
Doll, I want to thank you so much for calling in tonight. And please keep listening. We love
thank you.
That
was helpful. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome, Doll. You take care.
Thank you.
Good night.
Yeah,
good night.
It's really hard to go ahead and realize that everybody's on their own path and on their own learning. I know my frustration, I think my frustration ended probably around 5 years ago. When Steve just wasn't getting any better, no matter how much, you know,
mm-hmm.
medication was done, we just had to realize that what was happening was what was happening and there was nothing around it. Anyways, 827-516-418-5594, taking your calls, going to go back to a little bit of music. And when we get back, Leslie Crusoe and Sandy Athey are here. The topic is acceptance. Don't go away, you're on the couch.
Oh,
Hey, this is Steve Silverman, and I'm, what am I? I guess a writer, producer, director kind of guy, and I know Michael very well. In fact, so well that I'm on the couch with Michael Coach, which is weird, so I'm technically on the coach, whatever.
Yeah, Steve Silverman. Steve Silverman's new show, Club 5150, is coming out, and you're back on the couch with Sandy Athey and Leslie Crusoe. I want to talk about the word unite. Jackie D. Williams from Jarl, UK, puts it so succinctly. I'm going to go ahead and do this. I didn't want to, but I kind of have to. Kim Davis has made a lot of big news in, lately, with her denying same-sex marriages and everything, the term of acceptance and unite hold very, very true to me. I kind of, being an Aquarian, I understand her point of view. I also understand her being an elected official and her job. But let's go to Leslie first. What was your take on Kim Davis's decision?
I was shocked on one level, given where we are as a country and as a people who, in my eyes, have become people who maybe were resistant, who have become more accepting. And then I was reminded harshly by her actions that there are still people who cannot move beyond their own singular, minute belief system on a particular topic, mm-hmm. and can't get past it to look at the bigger picture of the world, as people, as progressing, as, you know, what should be. And the bottom line is, that's not her place in her job.
Right.
That was not her place to make that judgment call. Everyone has their own opinions, and we can all acknowledge that, whether we agree with them or not. But she had no business taking her personal issue and then bringing it to the forefront of her professional employment.
Right.
I was shocked, but then I had to think of where she was from and her background and what her belief system is, and realize that, you know, in one sense, maybe we haven't made as much progress as we think.
Well, no, I think we've made progress as a nation and as a world. I think there are some people who choose to do 1 year 50 times. Sandy, going to go to you with this one. Do you find that, I don't want to use the term limited learning, but when you live in such a closed environment with your belief system, do you find that to be a hindrance or a faith?
Well, I think everything, it doesn't matter what it is, you can always find... excuse me, you can always find the positive and the negative and the negative and the positive.
Right.
So by her actions, and of course we're speaking of the lady that wouldn't give out the marriage licenses, right?
Right.
Shows you how much I know, right.
Yeah, so there we go.
Because
you've been busy lately.
I really didn't pay that much attention to her.
Yeah.
I really don't pay that much attention to those kinds of things, really. But it's got everybody talking. But with me, it's always about, let's find the positive in it. Let's look for the silver lining. Let's see how it can generate a conversation. And she's generating a conversation.
Well, that's just it. My point exactly is that she's open to dialogue. Perhaps
exactly.
She has actually challenged everybody to go ahead and re-examine, re-evaluate their own belief system, because this is what I didn't like about social media. She was ripped to shreds. You're talking about a woman who didn't want to be thrust into controversy. She believed that her faith was most important, and her faith
mm-hmm.
and her conscience was to be thrust upon everybody else. And I use the word thrust because her judgment and lack of acceptance was thrust on everyone. So this is where I understand where beliefs can serve integrally and internally for people. My belief system is different than yours, Sandy, is different than yours, Leslie, and all of us need to be accepting of every belief system.
Mm-hmm.
And that is
oh,
what
Oh, boy, that would change the
is.
World, wouldn't it?
That would change the world. I mean, I'm telling you.
Oh, my
you.
Gosh. Yeah. Why can't we all just get along? Sure.
Why can't we?
Well, you know, you have
you.
To have the contrast, Michael. You have to have it. In order for the universe to exist or in order for anything to have substance, or, you know, think about jump-starting a car. You have to have both charges in order to do that.
Exactly.
So having it in balance is really what it's all about. And that acceptance, again, you know, back to the neutral and the balance and the freedom can take us in any direction. But having something that is different than what we think be put in front of us is just a pop quiz from the universe to how accepting are you of what she believes.
Exactly.
That's true,
and,
too.
And between the right wing and the left wing, you know, we need both wings to fly.
Exactly.
So this is
That's
the whole
point.
Thing about acceptance and unity that I find very, 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 very challenging. Leslie, to you, Dana got married.
Yes. Talk about
you
acceptance.
You look lovely in the pictures, by the way.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Thank you. My older daughter, Dana, in contrast to Samantha, was the kind of the star. She was a popular girl. She was pretty. She was the, you know, homecoming princess. She was a star athlete, on and on and on. And so I had the extreme of one end of a daughter who was sailing through school with a nice group of friends and a great group of girlfriends from sports and bobby socks and all these great things that we participated in, and dealing with Samantha, who was struggling to have a friend.
Wow.
And so talk about acceptance. It was a very difficult time in all of those school years and until she got a little bit older. And acceptance of the fact that our family dynamics were not the same as most of the other people we knew. And one of the things in the book that I really made a point to write very gut-level honest about our family and how difficult it was just to even keep it together, and the fact that most families with a child with any kind of a disability, whether it's autism, you know, mental, emotional, physical, have a very tough time staying together. And very, very often the family breaks up. And because somebody or the family in general, siblings, others, grandparents, husband, wife, cannot accept and come to terms with the reality of having to deal with this on a daily, weekly, forever basis. And that
well, don't you
is
think
a huge
that,
issue.
That has a lot to do with the upbringing. You know, that's why I love the Native American ways. I love it for so many reasons, but one of them is they have great acceptance. And if there was someone in the tribe that was attracted to their own sex or someone in the tribe that was a little strange,
mm-hmm.
they thought that that was a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that that was spirit sending them a wonderful treasure.
Yes.
because they were different.
Mm-hmm.
But in this culture, the difference is, oh my gosh, we can't accept that because that's not the quote unquote normal. And I think it is a lot of perspective there.
I do too. And yeah. And the bottom line is a willingness to understand that I'm going to get to a point of acceptance. I'm on my journey. I've gone through the honeymoon phase. I'm now facing the reality. I've gone through blame, denial, and anger. I've gone through what am I going to do? And now I'm at a point where I'm doing, and things are so much better. And as a family unit, we're functioning so much better. And we're loving ourselves, and we're loving the better people we're becoming. We got to that point. Most families, over 50% of families with a special needs child divorce.
Because they're not, because
they
they're not
normal. They cannot get past blame, denial, and anger.
Sure,
and so one of the things, when I was coming up the ranks with my daughter, there was no other child in our whole school, in our school experience, that had autism. We were the trailblazers. So by the time we graduated from high school, they were then coming up behind us as the numbers began to swell. But I didn't have another mom to say, look, I've already been through this. This is how it is. This is what you need to do. This really helped me survive. This is what our family did. I didn't have that. And so we had to figure it out on our own as we went, and we did. But it was not without a lot of tough times. And we weathered the storm, so to speak, and we all became much better people because of it. And I had people say, was your husband upset, you know, by the things that you wrote about in your book? Because I really wrote about what a tough journey it was. And I said, you know what? My husband is thriving now on the fact that we made the journey and we survived. And the fact that I'm still crazy in love with him after 35 years is another factor that says, hey, I'm going to hang in here because I know deep down what we're about as a family, and I have that faith, and I am willing to go the distance here and see it through, and we did, and we're better people for it. But many, many families do not. I have seen every possible scenario you could think about, heartbreaking, where families have broken up because of this.
Yeah, well, Leslie, that's what love is, too. I'm going to go ahead and just suggest one thing, too. Let's from now on, the three of us, let's change the term have to choose to. Because you can choose to learn, you can choose to experience, you can choose to alter. You don't have to. Have to implies to me such a negative connotation because it's the pressure.
Yeah, like being forced.
Like being forced. Like there's a gun to your head and you have to go ahead and be forced to go ahead and choose to understand. What you've done, with especially your marriage, and I understand, especially when it comes to sickness and adversity, yes, families break up over that, finances, over the lid on the toothpaste, for goodness sake. So it's choosing to be kind enough to realize that everybody is on their own learning path. Taking your calls in tonight at 516-418-5594. You're listening to On the Couch with Leslie Crusoe and Sandy Athey. Going to go a little bit more music. This is Jesse Terry with Changing of the Guard. Very, very important. Don't go away. You're on the couch.
Track of all scars. Wildflowers bloom, sidewalk cracks. It's only stained glass looking back. And I don't worry where we roam. Every highway feels like home. I'm wide open, I can be broke. I'm wide open now. Climb up high, up to the rooftops. Letting go don't feel so hard. This is the changing of the guard. Sky at night, you fear the face passing by. Until she gave me all her love, I never thought I was enough. I'm wide open, I can be broken. I'm wide open. The rooftop, letting go don't feel so hard. and you're broken. I'm wide open now. Climb up high, up to the rooftops. Letting go don't feel so hard. This is the changing of the guard. Terry with Changing of the Guard.
And we're back on the couch with Leslie Crusell and Sandy Athey. The topic is acceptance. Call in at 516-418-5594. Ladies, we're going to go right to the phone lines at 111-111. Let's see who this is. As soon as
Hi,
it wants to go
you
ahead.
For taking my call.
Thank you. First name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Trish, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Trish. What is your take on acceptance?
Well, you know, I find in my own life that it seems to vary by the individual. And
very true.
I can't quite explain that. I think that I give the same message to everyone, but clearly that's not the case.
Well, how do you think you are perceived when it comes to acceptance?
Overall, I would say I'm perceived fairly well, but there always seems to be, you know, one or two outliers that puzzle me, for lack of a better way to put it.
Any situations that you're having trouble accepting right now?
I am. I currently have a relationship that's very off and on. And I think accepting whether it's going to last or whether it's going to break up, I'm having issues with, and I'm having issues with accepting, I guess, the outcome.
All right. Sandy can help you with that. Sandy, what do you have for this young woman with this query?
Well, the question that is in the inbox for you from the universe. Hi, how are you, Trish?
I'm
Welcome
great.
To the
Thank
show.
You.
Hi. Would you like me to check your inbox, get a read for you?
I would love you to.
Okay, great. I just have to make sure I have your permission. The question that the universe is sending back to you is, why do you have to have an outcome? Why do you project your energy forward so much that you miss the moments of the now?
It's an interesting question, and that's actually the comment that I make about the other person.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
How about that? And you know, Leslie was talking about us being mirrors for each other, because we are. All of us are mirrors for each other. We bring out, you know, when someone's laughing around you, we laugh, and someone's yawning and we yawn, because we as human beings will mirror each other. And, you know, they say when you're pointing a finger at somebody, you have three more pointing back at you. So you really need to look at what's happening inside of us that we're projecting out to someone else. You know, and all I keep hearing is, why do you have to think about that outcome? You are such a talented and strong lady. You have a strength in you that, and everything within us is our greatest strength is our greatest weakness. So to have that wonderful strength can also be a hindrance, because it will be a little bit inflexible. And I have an interesting kind of vision here. Do you have trouble with your neck sometimes?
I do.
Okay.
Not sometimes, all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, I was trying to be gentle. Well, the neck is where you're holding all of this.
And, you know, because our bodies will hold these emotions and they'll hold all of these thoughts and these judgments and these things that we have. And I see it so much in your neck. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with Louise Hay, but we love her. And she talks about how the body is a reflection of what's happening in our emotions and in our mind. And the neck is flexibility. The neck is really the place of acceptance and flexibility and being able to move through these situations and be able to be flexible with them and accepting of them and all of those good things. So the more, and just the fact that you're calling the show tonight and asking these questions and opening yourself here is shows the you to you and to me and to the universe that, hey, I really understand that there's something going on here with me, and I really want to do something about it. And that you're to be congratulated for, because that is a huge step for you. It's a huge step for you. And the more you go to that acceptance and the more you go to that relaxation place and just, okay, things are the way they are, and back to the gratitude, you know, that's my favorite thing, and looking around and really seeing what you do have and focusing on that, your neck will completely relax. I guarantee it. And you have all the tools. You have all the intellect. You have the sense of humor. You have the creativity. You're extremely creative. And that's a wonderful way for you to express it.
Wow, that's really interesting. I will definitely, so I think what you're saying is that it's more about the letting things go, meditation, and getting away and accepting that way.
And also bringing your energy down, okay? When we get anxious or excited, our energy tends to go up like this, right? Oh, my gosh, blah, 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 right? We get like this. But when we bring our energy down to the earth, because we are on the earth, and when we ground in the earth, then everything seems to be at peace. You take a walk out in the woods, you do whatever you do outside. It's always very relaxing. What is your sign? Are you an earth sign?
I am.
Oh, thank you. Because Earth Mother is telling me to tell you to hang out with her more. Just to really ground yourself. And, you know, saying to people, oh, you have to let it go and all of that, it's hard sometimes because we don't really know what that means. It's like, I don't really know what that means. But to go out and hang out with the earth.
No, but let
Michael?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt here, but Trish, let me ask you a question. If he didn't change one thing about himself, would you still love him?
You know, the funny thing is that I would. It's that he's trying to change me.
There we go.
Do you feel that there's any merit in what he's saying?
There's definitely some merit. And I've agreed to that and conceded it and said that, you know, I can't change overnight. And the expectation is that it's immediate, and I just can't meet that.
Oh, you can do your best. And you are, as I said, very talented and very gifted. Connect to the earth in whatever way that means to you, whether it be gardening or taking a walk or whatever it is to bring your energy down. There's an anxiousness. Do you have tummy stuff going on too? Stuff in
no,
your tummy?
I don't. My issue seems to be with my neck.
Your neck, yeah, well, that I saw for sure. But a lot of it is connected also to your adrenals. Do you sleep okay?
You know, normally I do. I haven't been in the last few days.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, because your adrenals are a little overactive. And to, you know, back to grounding to the earth will really help with that. And I totally see that you're going to have a moment. You're going to have an aha moment. You know, we all have those. You're going to have it, and it's going to be soon, and it's going to be a lot easier than you think to make
great.
These adjustments. Yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
You're real sharp.
Okay.
Take a walk in Gramercy Park and, you know,
exactly.
Feed the pigeons and
right.
have a hoagie. And life is not this serious, Trish.
Exactly.
Seriously. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. This is very, very helpful.
Thank you so
oh,
much
good.
For calling in, Trish.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Good
Take
night.
Care. It's so funny how everybody gets so wound up. I mean, we all want that kind of change of acceptance. And, you know, Trish is looking for acceptance of her partner, and he's looking for acceptance of her. And it's just way too hard. Leslie, running
you
out
just
of time.
Hit, you just hit on a beautiful point to conclude with. You've got to have a sense of humor about life. You've
oh,
got
yeah.
to be able to have that within yourself and be able to see things from that perspective. It will save you.
Yeah, it definitely will. Leslie, where can we find you on Facebook?
I'm at lcrusil@yahoo.com, and I have a Facebook page.
And also go ahead and check out You Don't Need to Know That, The Saga of Sammy. The book is available on Amazon.com. Leslie, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's been fantastic. And truly, I'm so happy to call you friend after these many years because, you know, I love you and I love Sammy
you
so
know
much.
I adore you. I absolutely adore you.
Adore you too, woman. I really, really do. You're all,
From the
you
moment,
know,
first moment that we connected, I have absolutely adored you. And Sandy, I would love to talk to you some more.
Oh, please do. Yeah, you can find me on Facebook too. We all know how to. Michael is the connector, so.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Anytime.
You can find Sandy Athey at sandyathey.net. Till next time, you're listening to On the Couch. Please be kind to one another. I hope you had a good time. Join us on Thursday with Sandy Athey when we talk to Kiris Shemesh about Nerium and dispelling the myth of pyramid schemes. So for my couch, Sandy Athey and Leslie Crusoe, we want to thank you for listening. You are on the couch. Leslie, I'll call you in a
it
bit.
It was a pleasure.
Sandy, I'll call you in. Oh, always a pleasure. Did you have fun?
It was a blast.
Right answer. Good night, everybody, and like I said, be kind to one another. Don't go away. Thanks for listening on the couch.